Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, welcome back to Circles of Change, and it's particularly entrepreneurs who started their own business and having a ball doing what they love to do. Welcome to the studio, Rommel Truby. How are you this morning, Rommel?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Zara.
It's a real pleasure to have Rommel. Her business is Little Lotus Residential Commercial Cleaning Services, based here in Tucson. But by all means, Rommel is truly a citizen of the world, so let me give a brief introduction. She was born in Bali, and her father is Balinese, and her mother is Dutch. And Rommel has one son, JR, who's also in the business, has done his own, doing his own thing here in Tucson as well. She moved to Tucson in 1991, and at that point started at Pima College to study English as a second language included in her work. And lo and behold, years later, now we find you the solopreneur of your own business. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, what brought you to the United States initially from Bali?
Just the thought about pursuing my education. Mm-hmm. Leaving the company. At the time, I worked for Bechtel Corporation for 7 years and a half overseas.
Yes.
And I said, I need to pursue my education. And the only country that I wanted to go to is the United States.
Is that right?
Yes.
And that came from anyone else in your family or friends? Or
no.
What do you think was behind that?
Because Bechtel was an American company.
Yes, yes.
And I work overseas and, you know, knowing the people and what they told me, and just the interest was so big, and I decided to leave the company and put my notice, and my boss was really, really sad, but he gave me a nice, sweet letter to the embassy, and the embassy gave me a permit to go to school, and that's when I started Pima Community College with my business as my first major.
First major.
Yes.
And how is it you picked Tucson? I mean, to come from the rich, lush, humid country of Bali to now the dry desert.
Well, there was one gentleman, very kind. He used to come to Bechtel. He invested in the corporation and mentioned that his mother lives in Tucson, Velma O'Connor. So I came here 2 years in a row during the summer for 1 month, and I visited her. And then just from there, I just fell in love with Tucson. And of course, when you first arrive in Tucson, you look down from the airplane,
Yeah. Look
at the desert. What do these people eat? I said, how do they get their food? So I had no idea. But that was very impressive. So
yeah, it is. I remember the first time that I flew in. It was in January back in the East Coast. And so we ended up flying coast to coast, and the plane banked in. It was one of those gorgeous Arizona sunsets. You step out of the plane, the waft of the desert, the warmth, and I'm thinking, now why wouldn't I want to take an opportunity here? So, yeah, there's that almost that magnetic attraction.
Yes, yes, absolutely. From there, that was it.
Now, Pima Community College, of course, we've had the pleasure of hosting some of the leadership here on the show. And so you focused on business. And was that the right environment for you then?
Yes.
Different feeling, yeah.
It was perfect one. And the class was so small, and yeah. I graduated from there. And then I pursued with my accounting degree. That's how I was able to work at La Paloma. After that, I did audit at La Paloma and also the front desk, pursuing my career and education at the same time.
Yeah.
And then I just don't want to leave this country. I wanted to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And I pursue with my other degree, which is hotel and restaurant management from NAU. And then that's when I started really, really getting, I found my niche and going into the hotel business and worked for Los Ventana Canyon Resort. I got most of my practical training working in all departments over there. in, of course, housekeeping.
Right.
And then went to La Paloma. I did front desk and also did the audit. And then went to Miraval and managed housekeeping at Miraval. So
you really have had an opportunity to be involved in three very important institutions here in Tucson, and one of our biggest businesses, of course, which is tourism and entertaining in corporate venues and the like.
Yes, I learned so much from all those properties that I work for.
And what do you think some of those big learnings were? Was it just the mechanics of running the business and so on, but also the people side? What would those dimensions be about?
I would say 80% is how to deal with the people, how to handle your staffing, how to talk to your staff, what would be the good way, when to talk about it, that. And the 20-25% will be the work itself and the discipline and organization and the hard work.
And, of course, the staff in the hospitality industry comes from very diverse backgrounds, doesn't
it? Yes.
So here they have Rommel, who, by the way, folks, is not 6 foot like I am, but she's rather petite but powerful, that you would walk in and that be the supervisor of a group of people with so many different socioeconomic and also language backgrounds and cultural heritages.
Yes, and some of those folks are from the immigrant from other countries. Different countries, so you have to basically learn how to deal with them based on their culture. Some people are really sensitive, some people are really, really, you know, hard and able to deal with, take whatever you have to say. Some of them you have to find another way to talk to them, go around the block first.
Which I'm sure some of our listeners would recognize that, you know, those are attributes we need in probably every type of business, but one that particularly, as you said, is so people-dominated and so customer-oriented.
Customer-oriented. Absolutely.
We're speaking with Rommel Truby, by the way, and her business is Little Lotus Residential Commercial Cleaning Service. She's telling us some of her background coming from Bali to the United States. Rommel, the idea of, and I'm hearing you talk about these attributes and all the things you learned. Did you realize you were setting yourself up for the opportunity to then step off and say, I'm going to do it on my own?
Not really. I was a little bit hesitant to step out. It was a lot of fear. And for all the ladies and or even guys out there, if you step out of that circle or that box, go for it. And try it, and then stick with it, and don't stop. Discipline, a lot of good organization, devote your time for it, set your goal, this is what I want you to do, and then go for it. Don't have even one step back. Yes.
Well, you envisioned Little Lotus at the beginning as a house services business. But I think over time, though, it's become much more than just cleaning houses, hasn't it?
Yes. It happens by itself.
It's organic, isn't it?
Yes. And I just wanted to thank Mrs. Timkin, and thank everybody out there that have helped me. Yeah. Referral was like the big thing. Yes, one after another. And then they asked me how it started was, Rommel, do you do this? Oh, yes. Rommel, do you do that? Oh, yes. And then it was just stick to me, and then it became one of the things that, you know, on my to-do list, basically, that I do for the business. And managing rental properties and house sitting and getting those condo and houses ready for the guests checking in and checking out the same day sometime.
Of course, last week we had a whole series of sections on real estate, and I know that you've played there as well, that you've gone in and helped prepare houses before they were put up for sale.
Right.
But I loved how you said, well, do you do this? And you say, well, yes, I do. And you may have never done it before, but I know you. You'll figure out how you're going to do it.
How to do it. Yes.
Right.
Eventually, no matter what you, as long as you're willing to do it,
that's right.
You'll find your way.
Yeah, willing, yes, you'll find your way. Yes. Tell us about the staff that is now part of your team at Little Lotus.
They are awesome. I don't know what I would do without them. There's always something going on, you know, every certain times. But, you know, you're not always... things are not always smooth. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always... but it's not a big deal. But I learned through the years... managing the people, managing your staff. If you do have one situation, talk about it. Don't let it sit for 5 years, 6 years, mm-hmm, not even discussing it. Have them all together, go to lunch together, take a good care of them, talk to them, and see what they have in their heart. You're talking heart to heart, not just your sisters, you're all sisters. We give each other's lunch. We take care of each other. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we talk about it right away, and then we'll resolve the problem that day without anybody going home angry, uncomfortable.
Yeah, or some other lingering ripple effect,
oh, yes,
that can affect you before you come back together again.
Yes, exactly.
Now, Rommel, Little Lotus, home services organization, you service basically all points here in Tucson, don't you?
Yes, we go all over the place, Oro Valley, well, some in Green Valley, kind of, mm-hmm, closer to Tucson, and Silver Bell, and Reddington Branch, and all over the place.
So that if there's anyone who's getting to know the ins and outs of the traffic and getting back and forth with your team, that's you.
Yes, yes.
Well, in amongst all of this, you're making that step without fear as you stepped out to start your business, and as it's changed. But you've stuck with it, right? I have to imagine the economic downturn we've had in the last couple of years has been something to juggle through, hasn't it?
Right. Right. Stick to it. Mm-hmm. Just don't ever think. Don't have that in your mind that you're going to, okay, this is it. This is it. There's no money coming in. Do your best, mm-hmm, and stick to it.
At the same time, you then pursued your path towards citizenship. Tell us about that.
Oh, my gosh. That was such an honor, indescribable feeling. I wanted, when I was at high school back home, this was in Bali, I always went to Catholic school. Mm-hmm. That's how I was raised. But as I was born in Bali, and we were raised Hindu too, so I was exposed to all those cultures, but I went to Catholic school. Anyway, high school, I had a big American flag. I painted a big American flag in my bedroom.
How about that?
And the love was already there. Mm-hmm. High school. And then I worked for Bechtel Corporation, so just basically drilling oil offshore,
sure,
and natural gas and all that. And then I got to know all these people, and the love is just like built up so much more. And the traveling that I did working for the company, it kind of like, okay, now I am so sure I am just going to go to the United States. That's where I wanted to go after seeing all other countries. So anyway, the feeling was indescribable. The way the ceremony was being done, a lot of people were just, we don't know each other. We didn't know each other right next to each other. We were holding hands. But that's how touching it,
yeah,
was.
And how much emotion there's.
Emotion, yeah. So much. Yes, I kept, you know, doing this flag thingy. We got flags and everything. So it was very emotional. And I'm very proud to become one.
Yeah, and that, but the study that you put into it.
Yes.
And the learning and that kind of continuing education that's so much a part of you, Rommel.
Yes.
But
yes,
there was another factor in here, too, and that is your son, J.R., he actually beat you to it, didn't he?
Oh, he did. He did, yes. Yes. He's a good kid.
Oh, that's great that you get the chance to do that. Rommel, your other advice for people that are starting on in their own business. I mean, you, like you had said, it never really dawned on you, perhaps, that your calling was to run your own home services business. But yet, there are all those different elements in your background. You said earlier this idea that you know, 85% is the people side,
yes,
and the other, you know, 15 to 20 is really doing the work. I mean, certainly not everybody's wired to do that. I mean, to know that you want to do a cleaning service, you might be someone who's actually very good at the servicing side, but then to step back and manage it and know that your work is through other people, that's something we have to ask ourselves a pretty serious question to do.
Serious
that.
Question. You're not dealing with staffing, only you deal with the homeowner also, when to say something, when to make certain noise in the house, when to be quiet, and just the culture in each home is different than the culture in another home. So basically, not just the staffing.
Good point.
Yes.
And so that probably is part of the joy of your job, too, then, because you every single client is different, then.
It's different. Some of them we have to, the girls would start working, and I would sit with the client and talk for a few minutes. It's just part of the work. We're not only cleaning the house, taking care of the house. We're doing PR.
Sure.
We're doing that close relationship with the homeowner. Business-wise, you know, there should be a relationship there to make them happy, and at the same time, we do a good job.
Yeah, that's right. And
yes,
it's hard work. That is really physically taxing work.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, but attention to detail in the home services business is everything, isn't it?
Everything. So what we do is one of my girls will go through everything, and I'll walk behind them, and then another one, we check each other's work, basically. And I told them ahead of time, you have to be open. Leave your heart open to any suggestion. You know, if you're missing something, be open to it. So we all work really, really well.
Well, I tell you something, too. I have a flyer in front of me from Little Lotus, which is Rommel Truby's organization. And so everything from also your focus on using green products that are gentle, also in the equipment, that your owner-operated, flexible hours. But I love this other list of things. Certain laundry and ironing work. Boy, that in itself, that's the other one. I don't do ironing. That is a tough one. But also, you know, some of the more arduous things that you folks do as well before taking care of planting.
Yes, small thing, yeah. Even small from big, from small thing to big thing.
That's
is we do everything.
And though you said have a little touch of the Zen Oriental culture after the cleaning. Now, what is that?
That would be, in some houses, it depends on the culture of the house itself. We put like a Zen card.
Oh, sure.
Yes,
of course,
and we put it on both sides, or it's just on one side. If it's, you know, it says a saying in the back of it. So so when you come home, a little surprise. Okay. Or sometimes we put flowers in different area of the house. It depends.
Yeah,
on
that's
that
something
too.
Anyone likes, that kind of surprises.
Yes.
Rommel, the whole idea of leveraging your work in the hospitality business. I mean, again, a lot of people don't know to appreciate the machine that's behind what we otherwise see when we're guests at major hotels and resorts and the like. But that takes an awful lot of coordination.
Coordination to, you know, what to do first. You work in the circle. You go one direction, you go in an angle, you just go have a smooth flow. So you have to know what to do first, what to avoid. If the homeowner is in this area, we switch direction to another room and paying attention to where they are. If they stay at home, are they working in the office right now? So we should skip that. And paying attention if they are doing the treadmill. Okay, she's on a treadmill. I better run to the office and then finish her office right now. And then pull everybody, coordinate everybody to finish that one room. And then when she finishes with her treadmill, the office will be ready. Just coordination, paying attention like a big picture of the whole house.
And in fact, that really anyone that's in the business of personal service, whether that be someone who's in the landscaping business like your husband, Greg, or personal trainers, particularly those who can offer establishing the environment with the kind of music or light, you know, even temperature of the room that the client appreciates, so that makes the execution that much more flawless.
Yes.
Well, the staff that you have with you then, have a number of them been with you? When did you establish the business?
About 9 years ago.
Nine years ago, coming up on that 10-year anniversary. And, you know, that's no minor feat for someone to have a solopreneur business like you with a staff for such a long time.
Yes, some of them used to work with me at Miraval.
Right. So they already knew what kind of wonderful boss you would be then, I take it.
And I just hired two sisters. As a matter of fact, three. They used to work at Ritz-Carlton. So I learned from them how to do all the folding of the bathroom towels and everything. They learned from me. Mm-hmm. So that is the secret of the openness. You're willing to learn, open to different things, and then people will learn from you. You will learn from people.
And I would say that those are lessons that apply to any one of our listeners, regardless of what your chosen profession is.
Yes.
You know, whether you're in a not-for-profit or in a manufacturing business or in a personal home service business.
Yes.
So how is it you've seen Tucson change in the course of your running your business in these 9 years?
Well, I have to think about that. I see it, there are more homes, more the southeast side, sure. Even the west side, is everywhere. Oro Valley is growing, and it's just, I think it's wonderful for the business. It's wonderful. And, of course, the snow, I would soon call them snowbird, the winter visitors.
Winter visitors.
Those folks are wonderful. They keep my business going too. And sometimes we are just so overwhelmed, but they are very understanding people. They help me a lot.
It must be fun too for you to go in some of those newer homes, but at the same time to go and catch a couple homes in the more historic districts and the older homes at the same time. You talk about the culture and your view of Tucson from a different angle.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's great. We're speaking with Rommel Truby, and her business is Little Lotus Residential and Commercial Cleaning Services. Rommel, how can people get a hold of you?
Oh, very easy. Either text me or phone number 520-360-9676. So that will be either one.
Either one, that's
yes,
great.
Yes, yes.
And again, the prospect of you're adding new homes, you're open for new clients, I take?
Of course, it's always open. I can always look at my schedule and accommodate certain things that you have in mind. Usually that's more important to accommodate the needs than to clean the house itself, clean the whole thing, but just paying attention to the needs would be my number one priority.
That's right, priority. And then the idea of you, as you said earlier, that Rommel, can you do this? And she says,
of course.
Of course I can. Of course I can. Very good, Rommel. Thank you so much. Little Lotus Residential and Commercial Cleaning Services. And maybe a closing remark from you, Rommel. You said earlier that for those who might be thinking of stepping out and starting their own business, that it's all about just stepping out and going for it and sticking with it, isn't it?
Yes. Don't stop. Don't have that thought about stepping one step, like I said earlier. And one thing is grow from there. Grow from there and then support other businesses in town.
Yeah, that's exactly makes a difference because that power of referral and interconnectedness, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because one of your colleagues steps in to help a client before you know there's five of you now that each of your businesses are benefiting from that connection.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Thanks so much for contributing to the show today.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
You bet, a pleasure. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.